when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. It is another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week of record spinning. That's pretty much what I do. I just sit here and spin the records, and I jibber-jabber a little bit in between them. Maybe tell you who's singing them, maybe even pronounce some of their names right. Not always, that's for darn sure, but hey, it's not for not trying, you know what I mean? Anyway, glad to have you along for another week of great polka music here on the Oompa Hour. I'll start out with one I can't pronounce, because then it'll only get better from there, right? I have Uncle Steve's polka here on turntable number two. I always start on turntable number two. I know it doesn't make any sense. Is it Steve Adamczyk? Adamczyk. It could go either way. Steve Adamczyk and his Hungry Six. I'm pretty sure I got the Hungry Six part right. I'm a little dicey on the last name, but anyway, this is Uncle Steve's polka. Is Uncle Steve's polka, and I assume Uncle Steve would be Steve Adamczyk, and it's Hungry Six. And if I said your name wrong, Steve, that's where it goes, because I can't remember them all, man, but I do the best I can. Anyway, you have found yourself amongst a stack of polka records here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show where this sort of thing happens every week. So glad you stumbled upon us. There's Johnny Vadnall in the orchestra. It's the Stringaling Polka. Thank you. Johnny Vadnell and the orchestra, string-a-ling, polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. How the heck are you doing anyway? Huh? That's what we want to know. I have the plus five coming up here in a second. It's not a very creative name for a band. The plus five. Plus what? I don't know. I guess we'll find out when we play the record. But I wanted to tell you, I was talking to my grandson a couple of days ago. And there's nothing really more interesting than to sit down and talk to a five-year-old. And if you have the opportunity, you should do it. And you really need to do it like, you know, when it's a one-on-one deal and there's not a noisy, like you don't want to, like at some big family event, you know, where it's noisy and you can't really just have a nice conversation with a little kid. Because they have such an interesting perspective on things, and I'm sure that they love getting the attention from a grown-up who will sit down and just talk to them. And I love talking to my grandson. I say he's five, and he's just interesting. You can ask him about anything, you know, things about the world, or things that you would ask anyone else and start some kind of a major political or, you know, conversation or whatever. And it's just, anyway, and I asked him, we're talking, I said, now, if you had a cat, say we got a new cat and we had to name him, What would you name a cat right now if we had a new cat and he needed a name? And without even thinking about it, he said Mr. Fuzzy Pants. Right? And I thought that was extremely good. He didn't give it a thought. Like somewhere in the break of his mind, in the back of his mind, he had already thought about it. Just in case the situation came up where he needed to name a cat. And Mr. Fuzzy Pants was the answer, and he didn't even care that cats don't wear pants. I know that was not a big revelation, but it's just, if you have the chance, the point is, if you have the chance, and you're not like, you know, some creepy, weird relative that the kid doesn't know or something, but, you know, like if you're grandpa, or, you know, somebody that he's comfortable with and hangs around with all the time, sit down and just have a talk. Ask him, you know, what he wants to be when he grows up and what he's been doing. You know, the how is school today thing never works because they say, you know, fine. What'd you learn today? Nothing. You always get the same answer from every kid till they're like 34. So you need to, but it never fails to amuse me. And I love just sitting and talking to him. Not that he's spoiled or anything, but if he comes over after school, which he usually does a couple days after school. He gets off the bus and he comes in the house with his boots on and he stands inside the front door. Grandpa, take off my boots. And what he wants me to do is stand on the back edge of the heel of his boot so he can pull his foot out, see. But he won't move from that position because he hates walking on snow, like clobs of snow that fall off your boots in the house. He hates walking on snow in his socks because then your socks get wet and it drives him crazy. So he stands right there. Grandpa, get my slippers. Because he and I got matching slippers for Christmas this year. He got ones that say, like, Little Bear, and I got one that say Grand Bear, because I'm Grandpa, you know. And we have matching slippers, and he's, I'm not moving until you have my slippers, so don't step in the melting snow. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. Let's play a record by the Plus Five, shall we? It's the new National Polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it there, the new National Polka and the Plus Five on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning the polka records like we do every week here, and pretty darn happy that you happen to be listening right now, wherever you are, because we can be heard in a lot of different places. 28 different radio stations all over the country, as a matter of fact, plus streams and downloads and internet stuff that I don't even hardly understand. So the polka music is alive. Everywhere. Just think, you can actually hear this show anywhere in the world if you have internet there. That's a little bit scary. Puts the pressure on me to not come off stupid, you know? Hey, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? In Superior, Wisconsin, they have accordions there. Many of them, like almost 1,400 of them. Which, you know, even if you spent a minute at each accordion, would be 1,400 minutes. And 1,400 minutes divided by 60 seconds, how long would that take? Wait, I have a calculator right here. Let's do this as part of the thing live. 1,400 divided by 60 is 23 hours. It would 23.33333, actually. Assuming you didn't sleep for 24 hours, it'd take you a full day to spend 1 minute at each accordion, right? 1,400 minutes divided, but that's what I did. And you know 1 minute's not going to be enough at most of them because you're going to be like, look at that. So that's just a small part of the museum. They have research materials, paperwork, documentation, all that kind of stuff. They have the gift shop. They have the concert hall. They can teach you how to repair an accordion. They have tools for that purpose. It's a pretty groovy place for you. Even if you're not an accordion player, you just want to see the stuff. You want to be overwhelmed with accordionness. You want to see the World of Accordions Museum, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out. Maybe not the best time to travel here in the winter to the northern climes of the nation. But maybe you want to take a look online at worldofaccordions.org. Maybe make some plans in the future. A lot of good camping, a lot of good hiking and waterfalls and trails and parks and stuff around the area. So check it out. Worldofaccordions.org. Got it? Got it. We're all on the same page. Let's do one from the Jolly Brewers, shall we? It's confusing because it's by the Jolly Brewers. But the song is the Jolly Lumberjack. All right, there you go, the Jolly Brewers, and the song is the Jolly Lumberjack here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hope you're having a good week wherever you are. Could be the beginning of the week, could be the end of the week, could be the middle of the week, could be just about anywhere, depending where you happen to be listening to the show. That's the thing when you do a syndicated show. It's hard to know. Like, I can't say good morning because you could be listening to this at midnight somewhere. I have no idea. So I have to keep it a little bit You know, so it works anywhere. Not always good at that either, by the way. But anyway, glad you're along for another week. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, you can do that too. If you have a request, dedication, comment, question, you're just plain bewildered. I'm often bewildered. You can send a message that just says, "What was that?" You can call and leave a voice message, or you can text to area code 218-259-2985. Secret is my daughter handles that phone, and I love it if we get a request or some kind of a polka thing that goes to that number, a text or something, because she reads it, and then she calls me up. She says, "What the heck is this? Somebody wants the something-something polka. What are you doing?" So, yeah, anyway, 218-259-2985. You can call or text that number and confuse my daughter. Why wouldn't you, you know? Or you can email oompahour@aol.com, or you can look us up on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And I do get the messages there. Sometimes I don't always figure out how to reply to them. I don't know. It's confusing. And it's different every time I use a different kind of computer. I don't know. But we get the messages eventually, darn it. So there. Let's do the Joe Carmen Orchestra. And the I like to... Is it the I like to dance polka? Or the I like to dance polka? Because I could be I like to dance polka. Or I like to dance polka. We'll have to figure it out. There you go. I like to dance polka, or the I like to dance polka. We didn't really find out by playing it, did we? The Joe Carmen Orchestra, nonetheless, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's do one that's just so painfully obvious that we have to do it. Frankie Yankovic and the Just Because Polka. I mean, everybody knows this one, right?
Something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laughed and called me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby,
all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just
Yo, Mr. Yankovic, of course, you can tell, like two notes on the accordion, and you know that's a Frankie Yankovic record here on the Oompa Hour. We got the Polish Kid over here ready to go. Might as well do that, huh? I'm glad he chose to call himself the Polish Kid, because I would never pronounce that name reading it. And I know I should, because I see plenty of long names that I like. Blazonczak, that's easy to pronounce. Bill Zerniak, that's easy to pronounce. The Mrzinski Brothers, that's easy to pronounce. Shemileskis, that's easy to pronounce. That's because I know them, see. And those are people that I actually knew and played many years ago at the station back in the olden days. So I know those things. But some of these that are not from the Midwest here, I'm like, what? And it's terrible. So I'm glad that he's got a nickname. And we just say, here's Dark Eyes by the Polish Kid. There you go. That is the Polish Kid there, Dark Eyes, on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now I have two important things have to happen in the show, because we've been trying to do it every week. I got to play a waltz, because we do play a waltz every week, and I have to play the 78 of the week. I almost forgot about that. Wait a minute. They're over here in a pile. All right. Hang on. Let me see what we got here. I brought up a bunch of good 78s from the basement the other day. We're going to have to look here. Didn't we play the Wheelbarrow Polka last week by Gene Heyer Band? I think we did. Here we got a Dick Metko 78. That's got to be good. Now, see, here's where you get into trouble. I'm sure that I have Sick, Sober, and Sorry by Dick Metko on a 45. Maybe. Because a lot of people recorded that song. And I feel like if I play a 78 and it turns out to be something I have a 45 of, it doesn't really count. You know? It's a dilemma. Do you feel my pain? You can see my furrowed brow and my scrunched-up face as I try to decide, oh, here's one. Here's one I know we don't have on a 45. We're going to on Dance Tone Records. It's the Barbara Polka. Phil Reed at the Hammond organ. That can't possibly be good, can it? I have not auditioned this. Dance Tone Records. It's polka number 389, it says. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to have to find a 78, though, because it's a new rule. In the meantime, let's get the waltz handled. That will be at least halfway through the special features of the show. Let's do the Gil Steele Band and Luigi's Waltz. That sounds like a good one. Is the Gil Steele Band doing a little waltz action for us today here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That was Luigi's Waltz, by the way. And I'm getting ready. I found a 78 to play that I know we don't have on a 45, so we're going to be in good shape here in a couple of minutes. But before I get to that one, let's do a Lenny Gamolka. We haven't done a Lenny Gamolka record for a while. It's the Girls in My Life Polka. Miałem dziwki, co mnie kochali. Jedna mnie kochała i ściskała, bo mnie chciała. Druga mnie też chciała, aż płakała, bo mnie nie miała. A trzecia najmilsza była moja, moja żona. I dobre czasy. Teraz nie samotny, nie jestem sam. Nie jestem sam, żoneczkę mam. All right, there you go. Lenny Gamolka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, The Girls in My Life Polka. Now, I thought I had. I was like, oh, boy, here's a 78 I can play for our 78 of the week that I know we wouldn't have on a 45. I had the Polkateers on a Varsity 78, and it sounds terrible. Record looks pretty good, but it's been played a lot. It's been abused. It's had a terrible life, I'm telling you. So I pulled out the Dick Metko record that I have on 78, and I don't know that I don't already have this on a 45, so this may not be the hearing of something new. And I know we know the song because a lot of people have recorded it, so I don't know. But it's on Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, and here's Dick Metko and his boys, and Sick, Sober, and Sorry.
I met with a gal in a tavern. Oh, what a beautiful dream. We had three or four, then had several more, and that's when I went off my beam.
Sick, sober, and sorry. Broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry. But look at the fun that I had.
The jukebox so loudly was playing. Each couple was having a ball. But all of those gals, their sweethearts and pals, I'll bet I am sicker than all.
Sick, sober, and sorry. Broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry. But look at the fun that I had.
On the wall said it's later. In fact, it was 22:04. In spite of my pride, they kicked me outside. They locked and they bolted the door.
Sick, sober, and sorry. Broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry. But look at the fun that I had.
Outside I was hailing a taxi.
Get one, taxi.
I got one this time without fail. It's 40 to start. I never got far. I was only two blocks to the jail.
Sick, sober, and sorry. Broke, disgusted, and sad.
That's pretty good sound at 78. You know what else? I know I've never played that one before, so the version of Sick, Sober, and Sorry that I have in my head is not the Dick Metko version, at least not from this record anyway. A genuine Polka Land 78 here. What does that say in the small print? I hate when that happens. I like to read the little bitty small print on the records because sometimes you find out interesting things that you didn't know. Dick Metko and his boys with vocals by Tex Furman Jr. All right, there you go. And, of course, Johnny Bond, of course, originally wrote and did that song. And that's why, another reason why it's so common, a million country people did it too. But there's the Dick Metko version, and here's a scratchy old record. I like it when they have a little patina on them. Here's George Barnes and the Hot Guitar Polka. ¶¶ pretty fun record, even though it was horribly dirty or yucky or something. I wonder if a good run through the dishwasher might spruce that up a little bit. The Hot Guitar Polka, George Barnes, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I love the label on here. It just says guitar solo with bass. Sometimes that's all you need. Let's have a second waltz this week, shall we? I have Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman sitting here ready to play. And normally I play the polka side. You know, most of the time these old-time records have a polka on one side. They very likely will have a waltz on the other side. And I know that when I play this one, I always play the Two Canaries polka, which is on the other side. So I thought maybe today we'd play the waltz. Shall we, dancers? You think you're are you in the mood for two waltzes this week? I think you could probably handle it here. Let me shift my record player down from 78 to 45. I got the needle switched over here. And here you go with the Winter Garden Waltz. There you go, Winter Garden Waltz. Hey, it's winter, so I don't know how your garden is. I mean, you can't actually have a winter garden, can you? I don't know, maybe you can. I know Winter Garden is the name of a town in Florida, so whether or not that has anything to do with it, don't know. But anyway, Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got to pay attention to the clock here. I forget that I should stop. I have the Peter Piper Polka by Frank Hermanek and the Melody Men Polka Band. right, now that was a fun record there. Frank Hermannek and the Melody Men Polka Band and the Peter Piper Polka. I just like to pronounce the P's like that because it's funny. Maybe it's not funny. Maybe I'm just easily amused. I'm not really sure. But let's do Eddie Habat and his Polka Orchestra. This is the Jack on St. Clair Polka. Very classy sounding title. Eddie Habat and his polka orchestra there, Jack on St. Clair Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That's what this giant pile of records is. That's what we call the Oompa Hour. Got a kind of rare one coming up for you after we do our little plug for the IPA.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
I think we have room to probably squeak in a couple more here on the show this week. I have Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra plus one. That is not one you hear very often, so let's slip it right in here. It's the Ain't It a Shame Polka.
Charming, we felt the warmth of love was just a glance. We wanted oh so badly to be happy and to get chase our love away. Ain't it a shame that things don't stay the same? The sunny sky above has turned to gray. Ain't it a shame all the feelings we once knew have turned to hurt to chase our love away?
There you have it, Teresa Zapolska at her all-girl orchestra, plus one. That's what it says. Ain't it a shame, polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I think we'll squeak one more in here. Pretty rare that we actually go out on a Whoopi John record. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because there's so many Whoopi John records, and they always wind up in the middle somewhere. But, hey, let's go out on a Whoopi John record, shall we? Here's the Pepper Upper Polka. Whoopi John of the orchestra there and the Pepper Upper Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. And as I look at the trusty old clock on the wall, I see that she's just about time to wrap this thing up because, well, you got to have time for the theme song, you know, and get out of here before an hour's up. That is the goal of the show, each and every week. A lot of you didn't realize that, but it's a true deal. But don't worry about it, because I got another stack of records already ready for next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.